After weeks of speculation, one of the country's biggest private sector employers has just announced that it's to let almost 200 people go. Intel says 195 staff are facing compulsory redundancy at its plant in Leixlip in County Kildare. In April, it was reported that the company was planning to cut up to 20% of its global workforce. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan is here. Brian, this news has just emerged in the past few minutes. What can you tell us?
It has just emerged, Rachel, and it hasn't emerged really in an official company statement. Rather, it's emerged in a collective redundancy notification that was submitted earlier today to the Department of Enterprise. These are notifications that companies have to submit if they're planning to cut 30 or more jobs. And contained within that notification, we understand, was that figure of 195 compulsory redundancies. It should be stressed that the term up to 195 is being used, and I understand that that would be a worst-case scenario. There would now be a period of consultation, a period of assessment to establish exactly how many of those roles would go. We don't have any details yet of any kind of financial compensation package that would be offered, nor do we have any details in terms of titles or roles that would be in line for these compulsory redundancies. I have, however, just in the last few minutes received a statement from Intel. It doesn't go into concrete figures. It does simply say, as we announced earlier this year, we're taking steps to become a leaner, faster and more efficient company. We're making these decisions based on careful consideration of what's needed to position our business for the future, and we'll treat people with care and respect as we complete this important work.
Given those international rumblings, Brian, had it been feared that the number could be higher than this?
Absolutely, and there is no denying that this is a very bad day for the 195 people, if that is what it ends up being. But it could have been a lot worse, Rachel, because if you look at the percentages, if it ends up being a 20% global job cut for Leixlip, Intel, if that was to be transferred there, there's nearly 5,000 people working there. So that could have been 1,000 job losses. What we're seeing at the moment, if this figure comes to pass, of 195 would equate to about 4% of the workers there. So again, very bad news for those workers, but certainly could have been a lot worse. And there was a sense in April when these cuts were first announced that perhaps Leixlip would escape the worst of that, because the whole operation was about reorientating Intel back to its engineering roots, back to making chips again. And remember, just recently, Intel spent 17 billion euro on what's called Fab 34, its latest manufacturing facility in Intel, in Leixlip. And the sense was, having spent so much money there, that Intel would be a big focus and Leixlip would be a big focus in those efforts to turn around the company.
Looking at that international picture, why is Intel facing difficulties?
So Intel is seen as a company that missed the boat on a number of occasions, most recently when it came to artificial intelligence chips. It fell behind rivals like Nvidia, fell behind other big rivals out there, and really did struggle. And I suppose this latest round of redundancies and this latest round of job cuts stems back to April of this year, its latest set of financial results from Intel. They were disappointing. They came below market expectations. And at the time, the CEO, Lip Bu-tan, said that the company needed to get back to its roots. It needed to empower engineers, remove organizational complexity, and remove layers of middle management. And he said at the time that this would result in job losses. They didn't give a figure at the time. And back in April, they said they would give an update next month in July at the time of its next financial results. But at the time, as you said, that figure of 20% started being reported in the media. And that was the sense that that would be what the global cuts would be. As I say, we still don't have a concrete figure for Ireland. But if it comes to pass that it's 4% of the workforce as opposed to 20% of the workforce, I think there would be some people breathing sighs of relief in Leixlip this afternoon.
Brian, thank you very much. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.